Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Economics Revision Podcast on International Trade. I'm here to help you master this crucial topic and pick up those exam marks. Whether you're revising for your mocks or the real thing, this episode will give you the clarity and confidence you need. International trade is one of those topics that links everything together in economics. It's where theory meets the real world. Currency fluctuations, trade wars, multinational corporations. And the good news? Once you understand the core concepts, the marks really start to flow. So let's dive in. Let's start with the balance of payments. This is absolutely fundamental, and examiners love testing it. The balance of payments is a record of all financial transactions between the UK and the rest of the world over a year. Think of it as the country's financial report card. It's split into three main accounts. First, the current account. This is the big one. It records trade in goods like cars and smartphones, trade in services like banking and tourism, income from investments abroad, and transfers like foreign aid. When you hear current account deficit, it means the UK is importing more than it's exporting. That's a key exam phrase. Then there's the capital account, which records capital transfers like debt forgiveness. It's tiny compared to the current account, so don't stress too much about it. Finally, the financial account tracks investment flows, foreign direct investment, portfolio investment, and changes in reserve assets. If a Japanese company builds a factory in the UK, that's recorded here. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Exchange rates. The exchange rate is the price of one currency in terms of another. If the pound strengthens against the dollar, £1 buys more dollars. Simple, right? But the effects are huge. This is where SPITES comes in, and you absolutely must know this acronym. SPITES stands for Strong Pound, Imports Cheaper, Exports Dearer. Let me say that again. Strong pound, imports cheaper, exports dearer. When the pound appreciates, UK consumers can buy more foreign goods for less money. Imports become cheaper. But UK exporters suffer because their goods become more expensive for foreign buyers. Exports become dearer. This can worsen the current account deficit. And the reverse. A weak pound makes imports dearer and exports cheaper. UK exporters love a weak pound because their goods are more competitive abroad. But consumers pay more for imported products. Examiners will give you data. Maybe the pound has appreciated by 10% and ask you to analyze the impact on the current account. You need to apply SPITE, show your reasoning, and reference the data. That's how you hit the higher mark bands. Now let's talk protectionism. Protectionism means government policies designed to restrict imports and protect domestic industries. There are four main methods you need to know. Tariffs are taxes on imports. They raise the price of foreign goods, making domestic products more competitive. The government also earns revenue from tariffs, but consumers lose out because they pay higher prices and there's a risk of retaliation from other countries. Quotas set a physical limit on the quantity of imports allowed. For example, the EU might limit the number of cars imported from China. This protects domestic producers but can lead to shortages and higher prices. Subsidies are payments from the government to domestic producers to lower their costs. This makes them more competitive against imports. But subsidies cost taxpayers money and can distort markets. Finally, regulations. These are non-tariff barriers like safety standards or environmental rules that make it harder for foreign goods to enter the market. They can be justified on health grounds, but they're often used as hidden protectionism. When evaluating protectionism, always think about stakeholders. Domestic producers benefit. Consumers usually lose. The government gains revenue from tariffs, but risks trade wars. And in the long run, protectionism can reduce efficiency and innovation. Let's quickly cover multinational corporations, or MNCs. These are companies that operate in multiple countries. Think Apple, Unilever, Toyota. They bring benefits like jobs, investment, and technology transfer to host countries. But they can also exploit workers, avoid taxes, and repatriate profits abroad. Examiners want you to evaluate both sides. Don't just say MNCs are good or MNCs are bad. Analyze the context. Use the data in the question. Show you understand trade-offs. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where candidates lose easy marks. First, do not confuse the government budget deficit with a current account deficit. The government budget deficit is about government spending versus tax revenue. The current account deficit is about imports versus exports. Completely different. Examiners penalize this mistake heavily. Second, get SPICED the right way around. I've seen so many students write strong pound makes imports expensive. No, Strong Pound makes imports cheaper. Write it down, memorize it, tattoo it on your brain. Third, when you're doing exchange rate calculations, always show you're working. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still pick up method marks. If the question says the pound appreciates from $1.2 to $1.5, show each step clearly. Fourth, tariffs generate revenue for the government that imposes them, not the exporting country. I see this mistake all the time. And finally, distinguish between the volume of trade and the value of trade. A weak pound might increase the volume of exports, we sell more units, but if prices fall, the value might not increase as much. Examiners love this distinction. For 6-mark, evaluate questions, structure is everything. Make a point for one side, support it with evidence, then make a point for the other side, support it, and finish with a clear judgment. Two-sided analysis plus judgment equals top marks. Let's test your knowledge. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does SPICE stand for? Strong pound, imports cheaper, exports dearer. Question 2. Name the 3 main accounts in the balance of payments. Current account, capital account, financial account. Question 3. What is a tariff? A tax on imports that raises their price. Question 4. If the pound weakens, what happens to UK exports? They become cheaper for foreign buyers, so export volumes should increase. Question 5. Give one advantage and one disadvantage of MNCs for host countries. Advantage, job creation and investment. Disadvantage, profit repatriation and potential tax avoidance. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review. Let's wrap up. International trade is all about understanding the balance of payments, exchange rate impacts using SPITE, the methods and effects of protectionism, and the role of MNCs. Remember, always apply theory to the data in the question. Identify stakeholders, show two-sided evaluation, and never, ever mix up the government budget deficit with the current account deficit. This topic links to everything: inflation, unemployment, economic growth. Examiners reward synoptic thinking, so make those connections. You've got this. Keep practicing past papers, refine your exam technique, and those marks will come. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.